Let's get into it. This whole thing is parenting. Nomandla, social worker, joins us today as we try to understand how to have healthy co-parenting. Nomandla, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, Sissy. Thank you so much for having me again. It's so good to be back home.
Today's conversation is a reality for so many of our South Africans. So from a social work perspective, what does healthy co-parenting actually look like? And what are some early red flags that it is not working?
Okay, let me just simply try to explain what the concept is really about. When I was reading, they basically said it's a process where two or more people typically separate or get divorced. They work together to raise their children after the relationship has ended, you know. So it involves sharing of responsibility, like making decisions about child health, education, typical living arrangements, you know, and who will be the primary caregiver of the child. And unfortunately, in our case, as South Africans, it can become really, really toxic because of the reasons why the relationship or the marriage ended. You know, some people might have ended that at a very bad note, and unfortunately the co-parenting will not be pleasant until they sort out their personal differences. So that's basically what it looks like. We speak about shared responsibility. We speak about joint decision-making, you know. We speak about cooperative communication, you know. And it should also mainly focus on the child and the needs of the child, not the needs of the mother or the needs of the father. So co-parenting is basically centered in the needs of the child and the well-being of the child as they grow up.
I mean, you're a social worker, so you would be able to tell us, what is it that people are struggling to do when they have accepted that the relationship is not working out and we need to co-parent in a healthy way? There is a lot of unhealthy co-parenting. There is a lot of bitterness, a lot of toxicity. Where is the struggle?
The struggle is the ego from both sides. I'll just start from there, you know. In most cases, let's say in a setting of a divorce, maybe the father and the relationship ended because the father was cheating, you know.
Yeah.
So the mother will be so egoistic in the sense that I don't want my children to access such a cheating person, or I don't want the current partner to have access to my children, you know. So it's basically the ego speaking, or maybe the table that turned around. The mother has cheated, or the mother has used traditional science to deal with the father, and the father found out, you know. So you find out that the ego is literally steps into the way of making this co-parenting duty difficult for both people, because they basically base their needs before the needs of the kids, you know. So we need to put our egos aside. It's not about us, it's not about how we feel, but it's about what will make our kids happy. Is it going to benefit in the well-being of the child? And is it an emotionally intelligent decision for you not to allow access, you know, for the kids to have access to the other party, you know, whether it's the mother or the father? You know, just try to put your ego aside. And one of the challenges as well is some people just don't practice healthy communication. You know, people make everything about them. So the center of everything is the ego. And we fail to communicate properly, we feel like we don't owe communication to the next person. And the unfortunate part is that you do owe communication to the next person, because at the end of the day, it's not about you, but it's about the well-being of the child. So if you say the child is not supposed to see the other parents that you might be holding resentment towards, then you're basically saying you are taking away the right of the child of having parental access to the person whom you resent, you know. So we need to practice healthy communication. We need to have, like, parenting talks. This is how we are going to parent our kids. Yes, between me and you, things are not working out. But for the sake of the kids, we need to have a parental plan. Who is going to have full-time legal guardianship over the kids? And when are they going to visit you? You know, so those are the things that we need to talk about and set aside our egos. You know, set aside anger. Anger is another factor that is destroying kids' lives as parents are divorced or separated. You know, the other party will be so angry towards the other person, and to think that, let me use my kids to deal with this one, because now if they don't have access to my kids, therefore they should die for the things they've done using the kids. And it doesn't work like that in most of the time. Yes, we understand you are angry, you had your own differences, but at the end of the day, you need to humble yourself, not because you are serving the next person, but because you are serving and respecting your children.
Sure. You know, I think this is a conversation we can have the whole day, because it is such a big issue that we have in our country, co-parenting, and people struggling to find that common balance and a common boundary. Speaking of boundaries, what are some common boundary issues co-parents struggle with, and how can they be managed effectively?
So these are a few things, you know, that parents need to I like the fact that you mentioned boundaries. Boundaries need to be clearly communicated. These are boundaries relating to financial decisions, you know. These are boundaries relating to involvement of the next partner. Let's say we are divorced or separated and I decide to move on with my life. Clearly communicate that to your ex-partner, you know, set a boundary, and set a boundary to your current partner as well, to say, this is the situation, this is what's happening, you know. Have that communication, have that conversation, instead of just bringing a new person into this unit. By the unit, I mean between you and your kids, and the mother or the father of your kids, you know. So have that conversation and talk about that. Be transparent, you know, and also make sure that you enforce that boundary to your current partner as well, to say, these are the circumstances. I'm not expecting you to be an instant parent, and also I'm not expecting you to meddle in the business, you know. So the clear communication needs to be enforced in between all the units, you know, so that it is clear who is what and who is doing what at that particular moment in time, you know. And one of the other things that parents normally do, they take such boundaries and put them and internalize them. You take it as a weapon, and you take it as though you have full access to that person. And if you are separated, we are separated and it's okay, let's move on with our lives. Allow me to move on, and I'm going to allow you to move on. It is not a weapon formed against you. I'm not disrespecting you, but accept that we are moving on, and eventually when I move on, I am going to have my own person in life. What's important is the clear communication that we will have amongst each other, and also not confuse the children, because one of the things parents do, you bring on a person this week, next week you bring on another one. It's causing confusion to your kids. It is causing moral degeneration, because what are you teaching your children, you know? And you need to be so sensitive in the sense that give respect to your children as much as possible. If it means you dating outside of your children, dating without your children knowing, do that. Whether it takes you 6 months or 6 years, do that until you are sure of the decision. Don't just bring someone in the space, in your space between you and your kids, because it can become toxic. It can create resentment towards you from your kids. You know, they also need to deal. They also need to understand what is happening. So parents normally do that to try and deal with the next partner, to say, yeah, Hannah, I can move on with my life. There's nothing you can do about it. And you forget that you are creating monsters through in your own children through that action that you are making.
You know? No, Andle, it's part of here for today. I did say, you know, this is a conversation we can have the whole day, but the beauty of radio time, we don't have time. Thank you for coming on to the show.